From dining to living to wherever, we help give confused rooms new direction. This is the Confused Room Podcast.
It is indeed, and thank you for joining us. If you like the program, press subscribe, whatever platform it is you listen to us on, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever it may be. We do greatly appreciate that. Give us a review, that helps us out as well. On today's program, you just said the title, and I forget things like that. I'm like that with people's names.
Yeah.
I'm like that with titles. But we're going to be talking about
refreshing your space for spring.
Refreshing your space for spring. I was just going to say that.
You are
not. It was just going to come right out just like that. And I was going to say that. So it's kind of in the vein of spring cleaning. But it sounds more inviting if instead of, what are you doing this weekend? Spring cleaning. No, the answer is, what are you doing this weekend? I'm refreshing my space for spring. How would you say it?
I wouldn't even probably talk to anybody. So.
Well, let's say you like people. Let's say you.
People, they don't tend to like me. So,
let's say you're interacting with another human being, okay. and they said, "What are you doing this weekend?" How would you express that?
I would probably just say spring cleaning, but this list is much more than that. It's more how to make spring feel like it's going on inside as well as outside.
Like it's exploding in your home, minus the pollen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really hoping I'd get, I'm refreshing my space for spring.
No.
So. Kind of like how I envisioned Daria answering the question.
I can't tell you how many times in my life I have been asked, do you watch Daria? Have you heard of Daria? And I didn't understand until you explained it to me. Because
have you watched it since, like,
I've
online?
I've never watched it.
Really?
But I've been told I'm the walking Daria.
You're the adult version.
Yeah.
I mean, Daria wouldn't probably about our age when it was on.
Yeah.
You're a little more peppy than Daria, though. And Daria was very, you know, very just, I don't know. It's really the opposite of you as far as like how you dress and what you like. And at that moment, it was very just bland, very blah. But I think more so personality and is just kind of the sarcastic wit.
Does she wear glasses?
Mm-hmm.
Ponytail?
Yes.
That would have been me in high school.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Constantly. So. Very sarcastic, too.
Was that the time you got asked that, or was it like as an adult?
No, it was then, and then it wasn't until you started bringing it up that I even remembered people used to ask me that all the time.
It's probably on YouTube or something.
I should probably check it out.
You're like, holy shit, it's my cartoon.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, lots to go over on the program today. How do you want to get into this? Because obviously it's something we've been kind of working on here of kind of getting things refreshed. And why don't you get into that a little bit?
Well, I see spring as an opportunity because it's not so bad here anymore, but there's a lot of places. And we used to live in a place where you're cooped up all winter long inside. And I just always looked forward to being able to open the windows and put away some of the, you know, heavier blankets and stuff like that. And so this list is kind of just a how you can, you know, refresh your space for spring and more so kind of how you can do little things to make a big impact and make it feel, I guess, lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that's what my goal is with this.
Okay. So there's five different things here we're going to talk about, to think about when you're trying to get your space like that. I'll put it in the middle.
Okay. Thank you.
Even though you wrote it, but I know sometimes it helps. I always need a guide. I do.
Okay.
I need it when I do anything. So first up, decluttering.
Yes. And I know this sounds really cliche. Every spring you need to clean and declutter, but this isn't talking about how to organize your sock drawer 20 different ways. This is more so get things kind of off of the flat surfaces around your space, your counters, the tops of furniture. Things just tend to accumulate and pile up and you don't deal with it. And it's time to deal with it. It's time to put those things away. And when you think you've decluttered enough, go a step further and put more away.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have kids or family and you don't live alone, stuff's going to reaccumulate. So
sure.
Almost declutter to a ridiculous level. And not only will that help with keeping things cleaner, but you feel like you've got a ton more space. And it's visually less stimulating to not have all these things out. So it's just time to kind of pick up after winter.
It's amazing how much stuff just does kind of accumulate. Of course, the key to it is don't get the stuff in the first place, but that's not easy to do. Some like mail and stuff piles and...
It's not even that. Like, we had a counter space all winter long between the fridge and the hallway that became a drop zone for my tools and things that you needed to take downstairs and stuff the kids didn't know what to do with. And so...
And dehydrating food at the same time.
Yeah. So it smelled like jerky, too.
Everything that went there, I was thinking maybe you just wanted your drill to smell like jerky.
No, I don't need my drill to smell like jerky.
Okay, I thought maybe that's why you were putting it there.
No, everything I own smells like jerky when you make jerky.
Okay.
So everything just kind of found this spot. And I think part of it is we are so busy in the winter with everything going on that this just is the time that things accumulate. So First thing, get all the stuff put away. Just take time to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a giant difference. My desk is very much a world of that. It's always like I'll get it cleaned off. And then within a week, it's just like stacks of stuff.
But that's mostly you doing that.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm not saying it's okay. Not. It's just everything goes there. And then I'll get to this later. And I end up getting through it. But usually like the remnants of it are still there, like envelopes that the letters are out of. And
right.
Other stuff. Yeah, I just need I have a garbage can in my underneath my desk.
The biggest garbage can.
I need a bigger one. I need like the type that's at the driveway.
No, the biggest garbage can in the entire house is under your desk and you are constantly hauling stuff out of that thing.
I know.
It's ridiculous how much stuff you have that goes in there.
My paper shredder, I have to hold it down so it doesn't pop up because there's so much paper that And I empty it. I empty it frequently, but it just...
Not frequently enough.
Not frequently enough. I guess my definition of frequent isn't quite accurate. Stacey says, I save a lot of my kids' artwork and schoolwork, and 3 years' worth is piled on a kitchen chair right now.
Oh, my gosh. I went and treated myself to some nice fabric boxes with lids like you get at Michael's. I mean, you can get the cardboard ones, but I wanted these to just go into storage. So I got the fabric boxes. I think I got them at Target. And after I ooh and ah, and that's awesome, and I asked the child what it is they drew, I put it in this box, and then I label it, and it's good to go, and then I just get another one for the next year. So it's already labeled, but it goes directly in there. So I feel your pain, because that's where this whole process started of getting these boxes, was because things would just pile up.
And it's really interesting the way that you labeled the boxes too, because one's like shit child one drew, shit child two drew in magic marker. Why is it so cold?
You make it sound like I'm calling them shit child one and shit
no,
child two.
No. I mean, I meant that's not at all how it was meant. I guess I can see how that would be taken that way. But I meant like the shit that you draw. And that's how it was meant.
I don't label it.
No.
No.
You don't like labels?
Well, I do label it, but I don't label, you know, like beyond the kid and the grade. That's it.
Sure.
Typing all that out is too much effort. So.
Like then when they're older, here's a box of shit you drew. Look how mom labeled it back in 2017.
It's 2018.
So. I know, but I'm last year's, you know, okay. You just kind of go through it. It's like, oh, mom, was it a bad day that you labeled my drawings this? It's true. That is how they're labeled.
It's not true.
Okay. Cleaning, number two.
Yes. And what I'm not going to get into is how to tell how many types of mold are growing in your fridge by doing like a swab test. What I'm talking about is there's a few things you can do. Not heavy duty cleaning, and it makes a world of difference. First thing being windows, and don't do all the windows on the outside of your house and inside of your house because nobody's going to notice that. But if you do the windows in your living room, you'll be amazed how much more light comes in getting rid of that dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody likes to do windows. So I'm not an advocate of doing more windows than you have to. But the rooms that you're going to spend the most time in, maybe it's your kitchen, maybe it's your living room, maybe it's even your bedroom, do those windows because it's going to make a difference.
Another a pro tip I have for cleaning the outside windows and involving nature is if you attach Swiffer wet cloths to squirrels and put them on leashes so they can only go so far from your house, they'll just continually scramble around the side of the house with the Swiffer on, and it eventually will hit a window. And it'll get the window nice and shiny and clean. And then once the squirrel has cleaned to your satisfaction, just let him go.
That's terrible.
I get that because I've seen, have you ever seen like YouTube videos where people joke about doing that with like their cat or their dog, where it's like, well, let's use the cat as the mop. I mean, nobody really does it, but right. I was thinking the outside, how could you partner with nature?
Partner with nature, like by choice?
No, not by choice, just by the order of humanity. We're the people, so we can use them for.
So the other cleaning thing that I thought makes a big difference, the door that you come in and out of every mm-hmm. day, maybe it's your front door, maybe it's the door to the garage. Mm-hmm. If you ever just stop and look at it, dust accumulates on the panels and everything. Just clean it, because if your door looks clean when you open it, you feel like you're walking into a space that may feel cleaner than it actually is. Mm-hmm. Like we use our front door and it's got a ledge on it and dust gets on the handles and stuff. So I cleaned it the other day and I was like, you know, it's kind of amazing how much it just makes the whole entry feel cleaner. So it's just a couple of things that you don't clean all the time. I'm an advocate of cleaning everything on a regular basis, but these are things that you don't clean constantly.
An idea on this, if you want some motivation to clean like that and to really get stuff like that, because if you go through it every day, you may notice, you think it's a little dirty, you know?
Yeah.
And you just kind of brush it off. Just get a nice white paper towel. Go out there. Don't put any water on it or anything. Just go out there and just rub a little area. And then look at that now black paper towel.
Yeah.
And that will tell you just how dirty it is. And that to me makes me go, okay, I'm doing this now, because it's just like, oh God, like this is all, especially like floors and stuff too. Mm-hmm. You have like a floor that you maybe it's kind of in an area you don't get to that often, or it's, you know, sometimes like kind of corner bathrooms and stuff are not always like the easiest to clean up. You do that to the floor too. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it really only, you'll really see that. And okay, this is what I needed.
But, I think mine's more out of the embarrassment of what I'm going to imagine the UPS or FedEx guys think when they see our dirty, filthy door. So that's
they judge.
Yeah, that's my motivation for cleaning it.
To be presentable to the UPS and FedEx people.
That's the only people that come to our door besides us, so yes.
They're our spirit friends.
No.
But, yeah. There you go. Oh, by the way, on the squirrel Swiffer idea, Jay says you have to chase them back and forth to finish that fast.
Oh.
I could see that, running back and forth. Maybe that was kind of the idea our neighbors had when they were trying to catch squirrels for a while. And
you know what the worst thing is, though? Right after you clean a window, something gets on it. Like, no kidding. Like 2 days after the big window upstairs got cleaned.
Yeah.
And this window,
it's high.
Is so high. It's like we had to buy a ladder specifically to be able to reach it. So we got it cleaned. Some stupid bird ran right into it and it scared the shit out of him, literally on the window. And so it was just like, great. That's just great.
And I don't know what's in their shit, but it's like some potent stuff that like turns into, I don't know if it's like they sometimes snack on like Quikrete or something or what.
Epoxy. Turns into epoxy on your window.
Because it's just like, how did that happen? Same with some bugs sometimes too, yeah. Like on the windshields. When we were in Florida, and I don't know what the hell it was, but it was like the size of a hummingbird at least.
Might have been
a hummingbird. It exploded right, of course, directly in the eyesight of the driver. And I, you know, immediately hit the windshield wiper and the fluid. Oh, that doesn't do anything.
It smeared it everywhere.
It just smeared it. And you're thinking, well, you know, it'll water it down. It's fresh. It's not baked. Oh, it was like instant bake. Mm-hmm. It was like instant on. Whatever there is in these animals should be studied by the super glue companies for like what sort of whatever the element is that, that just instantly turns.
Well, that's how they discovered Flex Seal. So.
By animals on their...
I'm just full of shit.
It could be. I don't know. But there's something in there that, that's like amazingly how quick that stuff seals.
Okay, number three is scent. We're kind of going through the senses. So, mm-hmm. Scent, what is your favorite spring smell? I think I know what it is.
When I was a child, one of my favorite scents, we'd go through the park, and I loved playing out there on a warm, crisp summer morning, and we'd go get donuts and go play at the playground, and then you'd walk out towards the big lake, one of the largest inland lakes in the world, you know, sailboats and stuff out there, and you take a step back, and you're looking at me like, where is this going?
It's really dragon.
And you take a look out there, and you just take a big... And you go, that was a real genius who put the sewage treatment plant right next to the park. That was a really good move, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. It was only like in the 80s that they finally put a cover on it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I think probably the 70s when they stopped emptying it into the lake. But for the most, on a bad day, it was bad. But for the most part, it really wasn't horrible. So seriously, a spring scent, tulips.
That's what I was going to say.
That would be the one that really does make me think of spring.
So the goal with this one is I think everybody, by the time spring comes around, they're sick of pumpkin spice and peppermint mocha madness and anything that reminds you of the, you know, the stress of the holidays, I guess.
It's like pumpkin spice and peppermint are now just associated with stress.
Yes, basically.
They've ruined it.
No, it's time to think about changing up whatever way that you scent your home, whether mm-hmm. it's candles or diffusers. It's time to bring that in. And just that kind of brings in the feel of, okay, things are a little different. It's spring mm-hmm. now. And I personally don't like things that are too floral, too floral. Mm-hmm. And I like more things that remind me of good times. So I've got a candle that it's not burning right now, but it's been burning. It smells like rain and cut grass.
Good times.
I like that smell. It smells like playing outside as a little kid. That's sure. why I like that one.
Sure.
So.
Is there any tulip ones? Usually the flower ones for me, if I ever smell them, they're usually like, they get too perfumey. If anyone could ever replicate that like really well, that'd be great. I've yet to ever smell one. I'd say, you know, some of the things that do get replicated in the floral world of candles, lavender seems to be a fairly accurate one if you're going for something of that nature.
Lilacs.
Yeah, lilacs. I don't know why it is with like the other ones that are just, it's so difficult. I don't know. They can make jelly beans taste like popcorn and margaritas, but we can't quite get...
They can also make jelly beans taste like earwax and...
And yeah, but we can't quite get down how to make a decent floral candle without it smelling like the perfume counter at Macy's exploded. So, no. So there you go. Some scent ideas for spring. And it does make a big difference. All this in conjunction.
It does. Yeah. It does. You're just kind of de-decorating and redecorating. Mm-hmm. And that kind of leads into number four, which I put down some of the things that you can change are one of the things that are decor. And it's not like, okay, let's bring out the spring and summer furniture and everything. It's more so put away the blankies everybody's been binge watching Netflix wrapped up in. And,
mm-hmm. and wash them.
Wash
too.
Them first because they smell like feet. And you know that's true. And maybe refresh your pillows. Maybe take a look at getting some, you know, pillow covers that you can swap out with the seasons and you're not having to store pillows. If you get the cover, it just goes over what you have. Mm-hmm. And you can add a brighter color, make it a little cheerier.
I feel like Jenny, just have a pillow room that's strictly just for pillows. And you go in there, pick out your pillow.
I did.
Your pillow room.
Write in the post about you teasing me about my pillow collection, and then in parentheses I put obsession. So
it is kind of funny because one of those times of the year when you go through kind of some of the storage cabinets and things that, you know, you kind of put seasonal things in, and you put the last season stuff in and take the other season stuff out. There are quite a few cabinets that you go into and it's like, oh, this is all pillows. Go over to the next one. What I'm looking for is probably that would be the midsummer pillows. We're not quite, it's not quite early summer. It's not the late, this is a midsummer pillows. It covers the last 2 weeks of July. And then I'll go to this one. Oh, I see we have the August pillows. And
it's not that bad. It's not just multiple tubs of pillows. It's really not.
Should we take the camera on a field trip?
It's not that bad. But it is a quick way to change the look of a couch or even a room by adding color or taking it away or making it cozy by making it fuzzy winds in the fall. I mean,
what are your favorite pillows of the year?
Of the year?
Not like ones that you just bought in the last year, but like the ones that you maybe you did buy them in the last year, but your favorite ones you are in possession of that that come out. What's your favorite ones?
I've got one that's got banana leaves on it that you haven't seen yet.
Oh, was that purchased today by any chance?
So,
because we don't have any pillows. And you don't buy them that often.
I really don't buy them as often as you think.
There's usually one in your trunk every time we go. Put something in your trunk. It's got this pillow. I'm kidding. Actually, I'm not. But
kind of what we do. So
yeah. Banana. Well, you were talking about banana leaves yesterday for a pattern that you like. Okay.
It's almost up there with leopard, but not quite.
All right. So is that's your favorite, the one you bought today? Is that your answer? Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the fall ones.
Yeah.
I like the fall ones. There's some nice kind of Halloween-y ones. Isn't there one like that kind of like has like a farmhouse on it?
Yeah.
But it's like almost like a real looking picture. Mm-hmm. It's like a scene. It's creepy and cool. And
yeah,
I like those ones. So there you go. That's my favorite pillow.
Okay. Good to know.
Continuing on.
Okay.
Okay. Are we done with the decor area? Just basically put pillows all over your home. Is that the...
Thank you. Yeah. Well, that, or if pillows aren't your thing, you know, you can change up your wall art if you have a collection of wall art. You just making a visual change makes you more, makes a room less stagnant.
And pillows are one of the most easy things to change out.
And cheapest.
And yeah, exactly. To change. And because, you know, a lot of art, a lot of people keep that up, you know, throughout the year. But you're right. I mean, to change a color, to change a feel. Yes. I give you crap, but I understand.
Okay.
I give you crap, but I understand. Okay. Number five. Can I say it the way it's written? Mm-mm. Flowers!
I'm never writing for you again.
You're writing. You have great writing. It's 10 times better than mine. But so, yes, flowers.
Okay. So, you know, everybody runs to get flowers for the outside of their house in the spring. Well, I like to get flowers for the inside of the house, and I get the real ones because they're already cut and I don't have to worry about keeping them alive past when they're naturally going to die anyway. But I've learned that having the skill of flower arranging is very handy. Like, I made all the flower arrangements when we got married. And that was kind of when I went through the phase of learning how to arrange things. It's a good little skill to have. YouTube will teach you how to do this, but you know, you can get like a $5 or $6 bouquet at a store and break it up and make small little ones out of it. Like, I usually put some in the girls' rooms and I put some in, you know, spaces where I tend to spend a lot of time. And I think it's important to bring flowers in and enjoy nature.
Yeah.
So that's my little hint there.
It also adds a lot of, you know, especially if they're positively scented flowers.
Yeah.
You know, that can really add a whole lot of aroma. Is aroma the right word to a room? Aroma, scent?
Yeah. But if flowers aren't your thing and you like plants and you can keep plants alive, because I can't really keep plants alive, that's another thing too. Maybe look at getting another plant to add.
If someone can't keep a plant alive, there are plants, though, that are fairly bulletproof.
They're plastic, and I have them all over the house.
I'm talking they actually are alive.
I have one that I can keep alive because it tells me when it needs water. It's this little pothos plant, and it's a low-light, drought kind of tolerant, and when it really needs water, it just kind of collapses on itself. But mm-hmm. then you give it water, and it springs right back. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's too late.
Yeah, I mean, other than cactuses, that one really it doesn't even look like it would be a drought type plant. It looks very, very alive when it's has water. But yeah, it is kind of funny. Like one day it will look like just vibrant, like it's fresh out of a rainforest, and the next day it looks very depressed and it needs therapy.
Well, and like last year there was a big trend on succulents. Those are pretty easy to keep too, and now it's kind of transitioned over into cactuses. I just don't like cactuses because mm-hmm. if there's a way for me to hurt myself, that's gonna be it. Mm-hmm. So if you like cactus, go for it. They're all over the place, even wall art that are just cactuses.
Have you ever fallen on a cactus?
Yes, I have. Have you?
Yes.
It hurts.
It does. Where did you land?
What do you mean? I landed on the cactus.
No, what part of you landed on the cactus?
I think I fell forward off my front porch when I was little. We had a cactus in a rock garden, and I fell on it.
So like hand?
Probably hands in front of me.
Ow.
Yeah. It was not like the little bitty quills. It was like one of the really long pokey ones.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what... They almost look like aloe vera, but they're just pokey and bad.
Like impale yourself cactus. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, my Aunt Holly had a little cactus plant, and I look back on this and I go, why did you keep that where you did? You had it was three little boys that were always wrestling, and maybe that was why she kept it there, to keep them out of that room. It was a living room. Maybe it was kind of her space, and maybe that was almost like a deterrent, like the next five times you fall on this, maybe you'll stop playing in here and I can have my space. The cactus, it was the little prickly ones, but it was, just loaded like a porcupine.
Yeah.
Just tons of them. There's no way, and you never really, there was no reason you had to touch it. You water it and you're good, once a year maybe. But I remember we were playing up there and I fell into it with my hand. And just had my hand look like a porcupine, just tons. It was like, that hurt. That really sucked. And I was like, why would anyone ever want a cactus? But they're kind of neat. But
they are kind of neat. And, if you grew up with them, I think there's probably a special spot in
your
heart if you didn't fall on it. Mm-hmm. I fell on it, so it's not in my heart at all, but I don't need any cactus.
Cactus will be in your heart and in your left shoulder.
Okay.
A question about pillow coverings.
Okay.
Alicia says, I need to buy some new throw pillow covers. Jen, best place to purchase these?
Hobby Lobby.
Okay. Give a couple options. She's in... Hickory, North Carolina. So probably not a very large area.
And you can order online from Hobby Lobby. If you want affordable, like I may get tired of this after a season or two kind of covers, wait till they have their half off sale, which you just have to check weekly until you find one where they have the half off sale. And you can get pillow covers for, $6-7 because they're usually 12. Some are more. Some are closer to 30 if you get the really, really nice ones. But another place that's great for pillow covers is H&M. H&M, everybody knows, is clothes for kind of millennials.
Same H&M?
Yeah, but they have a home line.
Really?
And they have really good pillow covers, and they're machine washable. So that's two affordable options. If you wanted to splurge and you're planning on buying some that you're going to have forever, Pottery Barns are great. But again, that's very much a splurge.
You could go to H&M. Embarrass your teenager by getting clothes and dress like them and some pillow covers at the same time.
And I don't know. I've never been to an H&M home store if they even have one. Yeah. I just know online that's where you can get them.
No idea.
Yeah.
How easy is it to make a pillow cover?
It depends on if you want it to have a zipper closure or not. Sorry, I'm boring you
so much. No, then my other question to that would be, at a price where they're like $7-$8, if you're you know, bargain shopping it, can you really beat that if you were to make your own?
If you already have the material, then yes. But if you have to go buy the material and the zipper and everything, then it's just probably cheaper to order it because you're going to spend, you know, probably double that on a yard of fabric, which if you can find a place that will sell you less than a yard, good luck.
Yeah. All right. Taj says, love Pottery Barn pillow covers.
Yeah, they're really good. It's just one of those things where I get bored with stuff so quickly. I'm not going to invest in those because I know I'm going to change them out soon. So
no, it'd be interesting to watch this show through the years of what you liked one year and what you didn't like the next year. But it'll be interesting to see like what stays and then what also comes back.
You know, I know I change stuff up quite a bit, but there's some core things that I like and I always like, no matter what, whether it's popular or not. And I'm finding that I'm just not even bothering with the stuff that's more trendy, like this is what I should like. It's just more, I'm just going to go with what I do like.
Yeah.
So I'm off of the trend bandwagon.
And that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good because, I mean, they end up, a lot of times those things end up becoming trends later on. But it's that's what I think a lot of people need to embrace is what they like and what they want. And then that ends up being what they're happiest with.
And when it comes to home decor, break all the rules. Just do it.
You can do it. We believe in you. So there you go. All right. That's going to wrap up the program for the, today. If any other thing you want to add into the spring No. Spring refresh?
Not really. Next week we should have a reveal. Should be finished with the garage workshop remodel. I'm going to kill myself getting it done this weekend if I have to.
I huffed a lot of fumes out there this week.
I know you did.
Getting the floor done.
I know. And now I got to paint all that.
Yeah.
So it'll get done.
So that'll be fun. It'll be a good place to have to work on a lot of the upcoming stuff that we have planned.
Yeah.
So... cool. All right. There you go. That wraps up the program for the evening. Thank you guys for tuning in on Facebook. We do appreciate that. Thank you guys for listening. If you're listening on the podcast, again, please press subscribe, share the show. We greatly appreciate your support. Until next time, for Jenny, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening and watching another episode of Confused Room.